Hello, my name is Catrice. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Or you calling to find a testing site near you?
I'm actually calling from a pharmacy that started administering COVID-19 vaccines today, and I had a question. I'm not sure if you'll be able to help me regarding eligibility. We've had a couple of questions regarding Group 1A, people coming in saying that they provide care to their elderly relatives in-home, but they're not employed as an in-home sitter or employed as an in-home caregiver. We wanted to know if those people are technically eligible or if they would need to wait until their age group opens up if they don't meet any other criteria.
Okay, you're trying to find out, is it okay to give, you say healthcare workers and...
They're not employed as healthcare workers. It was, we had a couple of instances where it's daughters caring for elderly mothers in their home, but they're not employed as a home health aide or a home health sitter. It's more of just a family member taking care of a family member.
And so you're trying to find out if it's okay to give them
if they,
a eligible.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
It's hard to say no because really everybody needs the shot.
Right.
And but they going through phases like 75 and older, 65 and older. They are saying healthcare workers. They are saying CNAs. They are saying officers, teachers. So by me saying by it being y'all business, y'all receive y'all vaccination, I just really would basically just give to who y'all think need it first.
Okay. We're just required to document how they're eligible, and with it not being an employment-based eligibility criteria as a healthcare worker, we're kind of running into the issue of we understand you care for an elderly person, but we have no way to document because they're not employed doing that. It's just something that they're helping their family with.
Okay. Well, yeah, I just feel like, I mean, it's up to y'all. It's y'all have it, so put your own rules to it. But to me, I feel like everybody need it who's dealing with people, period. But I know for sure, like, teachers and medical staff, CNAs, nurses, I would think all those, then like, the ones who are taking care of elderly people, getting their shots, and then they work around somebody who's not had a shot. You know, that's a caretaker. I feel like as if they need their shots as well before they go around their caretaker.
Okay.
So basically, yeah, just kind of like chop it up how y'all want to, really. You know. Because it's, like I said, at the end of the day, everybody needs a shot.
Right. I agree.
Yes, ma'am.
But we're just held to the guidelines of having to document.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, thank you for your help.
You're welcome. Thank you, too.
Yes, bye-bye.